Yeah, very honoured, Oisin. Proud day for myself, family, and the Tuakeara club. So, big year ahead, and I suppose it all starts now in 2 weeks' time against Kerry.
And I suppose you're taking over the role from Michael Murphy, who was in that position for a very long time. Was being captain of Donegal and leading out your county something that maybe you wanted to aspire to at some stage in your career, Patrick?
Listen, I think any young fella there's any aspirations to go on and play county football probably wants to go on and captain the county some stage, but the situation Donegal were in with Michael, I suppose we all thought that he'd just be the captain for another few more years yet, but listen, Michael called it a day, and I suppose the opportunity arose, and listen, I was lucky enough to get the shout from Paddy, Aidan and the lads, and you know, one that was delighted to get, and as I say, honoured to have.
Yeah, obviously when managers are picking captains, they look at sort of attributes and things that they can bring to the squad. What do you think it is, Patrick, that you have now that you can lead this team out with?
Listen, I suppose I've never been one for, you know, roaring the dressing room doors down. Listen, if we're in meetings or if we're in the dressing room or if it's half time in a game, listen, I'll say something if I feel something needs to be said. But listen, ultimately, I need to get me own game right. You know, because if your own game's not right in the pitch, I suppose it's hard to get the respect of the other lads in the dressing room. So listen, my main objective is for the year is to stay injury free and play as good a football as I can. I think everything else will take care of itself.
Yeah, you're putting a bit more pressure on yourself then with that as well as being the captain?
Not really. Listen, that's not something that I don't think something that's going to hold me down, really. Listen, there's a bit more responsibility with it. There's probably other things that the general population wouldn't see that goes on in the background in terms of different things managers might have an issue with, or, you know, different players might have an issue. But listen, it's early days yet. Them kind of things haven't arose yet. But listen, it's all, I'll take it in my stride, hopefully.
Yeah, and obviously now just looking forward to the league. Kerry's the opener. It's going to be a tough campaign, but there's a good enough squad there to, I suppose, be competitive in the league, is there, Patrick?
Listen, we've a proud record in Balbofay. It's one that we're looking to extend, I suppose. Listen, I know Monaghan last year got the better of us there, that kind of ended the streak. But listen, there's a new team there now. Very, very impressed with the young lads that came in. We started training at the end of December, and in fairness, everyone has put their shoulder to the wheel. Yes, we have a few injuries, you know, just due to training and Sigerson Cup and also the McKenna Cup. So trying to get them boys back as soon as possible. But yeah, listen, Kerry, All-Ireland champions of Balbofay, there'll be a big crowd there that day. And listen, it's a massive opportunity, massive test. And listen, what a way to start the year if we get 2 points there.
Yeah, and just maybe looking further down the line, I know us guys and the media and supporters look further down the line. You normally take it game by game, but there's an Ulster title up for grabs during the summer, Patrick. You would like to be climbing up those steps to lift the Anglo-Celt Cup. Is that sort of a target for you as a group, and obviously you as captain as well, that you can reclaim that title?
Listen, I think now Ulster title or nothing for Donegal now, I suppose, as I've seen, it's a disappointment. We've been in 10 of the last 12 Ulster finals. We've become very, very accustomed to being in Clonus on Ulster final day. And yes, we want to be back there. But at the very, very minute, it's about trying to get everyone back training, get ready for Kerry, maintain our Division 1 status, and, you know, trying to win every game. I suppose, listen, people are probably thinking Donegal are going to go down, but that's not the view within the squad at all. We're going to go out and try and win every game. There's a lot of Ulster derbies up for grab. We're going to delay down a lot of markers. And listen, we all want to win Ulster titles, but it's going to be very, very tricky against Down in the first round Ulster Championship up in Newry. So listen, we'll not look past that there, and we'll not look past Kerry and Balbofay in 2 weeks.
Okay, listen, Patrick, thanks for taking the call. Thanks for speaking to us. And many congratulations again on your appointment as captain of Donegal. And we wish you and the rest of the team and the management the very best of luck in the year ahead.
Thanks, Oisin. Cheers.